Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, who is soon to come. And we welcome you to the continued study regarding the future purpose of God in relation to the nation of Israel, something that every one of us should be fully aware of. We read again the prophecy of Zechariah, where we have him presented to us as the coming deliverer and king priest of his earthly people. Chapter 6 in Zechariah verse 9 through 15. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Take of them of the captivity of Haldai, of Tobijah, and of Jedaiah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, make crowns, set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest. And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam and to Tobijah, and to Jedaiah and to Hen the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass, if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. May God bless the reading of his word, and the Holy Spirit impart his own divine wisdom, that we may understand it by his enlightenment. We are touching upon the great deliverer and the coming king priest of Israel. None other than the Messiah, none other than the Savior, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and who is coming again. This occasion in the days of Zechariah, when three men brought an offering for the building of the temple, an offering of silver and gold, God commanded the offering should be taken and the silver and gold made into a tiara or a diadem, to be set upon the head of Joshua, the high priest, and to crown him. This crowning act, the crowning of Joshua, is but symbolical of the coming day when Christ the Messiah will be crowned as the King of Israel and will sit upon his throne, not only as a king, but also as a priest. Now we have noted the direct references to the Messiah by the 12th verse presenting him as being the branch, a messianic title that only belongs to the Messiah of Israel. We have also noted partly the work that will be entrusted to him. We have found that he appeared, he grew up out of his place, and then we found the prophet was told that he will build the temple of the Lord, and twice the declaration is given that he should build a temple of Jehovah. Now, the builder of the millennial temple will be the Lord Jesus. And I would remind my listeners that when you read this prophecy, it is true. There was a building of the temple in that day of Zechariah being constructed. But the references to the building, the temple which Messiah will build, has no reference to any past temple, but a reference to the future millennial temple which he will build when he comes to the earth. Then we found that he would also have the regal majesty and the glory of the kingdom in that day to sit and rule upon his throne. He will be the king. But beloved, he will not only be the king But there is an expression that is tremendous in this 13th verse. He shall be a priest upon his throne. Now, beloved, you may wonder, I'm sure Zechariah the prophet wondered, why God commanded him to put a crown on Joshua. You will never find in the annals of all scripture and the priesthood of Israel, you will never find a priest wore a crown that symbolized kingly glory. No, the priest had a mitre. The priest had a turban that God commanded should be worn. But here Joshua, who was the high priest of that day, was crowned with this tiara or diadem that was made out of the silver and gold rod. And he was crowned in the presence of the prophet and in the presence of these men. Now the significant fact is this. God opened the prophet's eyes to see a future day when the Messiah himself would be crowned. And the coronation of the Messiah would not only make him a king, but also would give him the office of a priest. And the council of these two officers, the council of peace, shall be between them both. Now, may I make a very clear reference that this was the most unusual procedure that was taking place, both for Joshua as well as for Zechariah. You ask why? Well, this dual office of king and priest had never been claimed and had never even been given to anyone in Israel. If I may point out carefully, it was stated in the scriptures that the king must come from the tribe of Judah. And it was stated just as clearly that the priest must come from the tribe of Levi and the family of Aaron. There never was a priest nor a king having this dual position. There was an experience which is worth your reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. In the days of King Uzziah. Now King Uzziah was a wonderful king. And he was greatly blessed and honored of God and came to power and prominence. But when he was lifted up and prominent, his heart became filled with pride. And Uzziah the king dared to enter the temple. And he attempted to offer up incense upon the golden altar in the holy place. The priest withstood it. The high priest and all the priests withstood it. And told him it was none of his business. And to get out of the temple. For the scriptures, they prohibited a king coming into the temple and coming into the holy place particularly. And God smote the king with leprosy. They didn't have to drive him out when smitten with leprosy, which was a leprosy until the day of his death. He left the presence of the temple. But the crown was placed in this occasion of Zechariah upon the priest. And the priest was Joshua. Now also, if you've read this book of Zechariah, and you read the prophecy of Haggai preceding it, there was a man who was the prince of Judah and the rightful king of Judah by the name of Zerubbabel. But the crown was not placed on the head of Zerubbabel, who was the prince of Judah. It was placed upon Joshua. And beloved, it was placed upon him for the purpose of indicating the Messiah, when he comes, will be not only a king, he will be a priest upon his throne. And a priest after the order of Melchizedek, a king of righteousness and a king of peace. Now may I remind my Bible studying listeners that you find in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the occasion when Abraham gave offerings and tithes to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek was a king and a priest. He did not belong to Israel. He was not related to Abraham. But we have it revealed that he was a king, the king of Salem, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he is a wonderful type of our Lord Jesus, who will be king of righteousness and king of peace in that coming day. Now let me note the 13th verse of our chapter and the closing words. The counsel of peace shall be between them both. The meaning implying between the office of king and the office of priest combined in him, there will be a reign of peace and righteousness upon the earth. And the pledge of this fulfillment was indicated when God goes on to say, the crowns that are made for Joshua, I want you to take those crowns and place them in the temple for a memorial. And remind your hearts that the Messiah will come. And when he comes, the Gentiles in verse 15 will also come from afar off to help build the temple of Jehovah. And the blessing of that day will be manifested to the Gentiles as well as to my people Israel. My beloved, let me ask you a question. Have you ever known? Could it be possible we should ever know Gentiles would participate in the building of a temple for the Jews? Well, beloved, not until the Savior comes to the earth, and from afar off, the Gentiles of the nations in that day, saved by God's grace, will also help build the temple of the Lord. And God speaks with authority, ye shall know that the Lord of hosts in that day has sent me to you. Now the closing words of our chapter indicate very carefully that the blessing depends upon the obedience of his people. This shall come to pass if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. May I briefly state what God is doing with Israel, what he will yet do for and with Israel, will bring them to that spiritual crisis of which we have spoken in the past, when they will acknowledge their Messiah, who he is, and their hearts will be turned in obedience to obey his voice perpetually. And what a day that will be. And their king and priest will be seated upon their throne of glory in the land of Israel. Oh, beloved, that day is nearing. May you and I be ready for the coming of our Lord. Shall we pray? Father, bless thy word to the glory of our Savior, the help of every saint, as well as the salvation of any sinner. For Jesus' sake, amen.